Welcome back to Moments of Love. Today's loving tale is Q, is for question. It had always just been Emily and her father, Thomas. From the time Emily could walk, her father had been her rock, her confidant, her hero. The two lived in a small house nestled at the edge of a quiet town, a home filled with warmth, laughter, and an undeniable bond that only deepened with time. Thomas had raised her alone after her mother's passing, when Emily was just a baby. And while there had always been a sense of loss hovering in the background, they had found a way to create their own world. As Emily grew into her teenage years, questions began to form in her mind. They weren't the usual teenage curiosities or growing pains. These were questions about her mother. Though her father always spoke lovingly of her, the details were vague, almost too vague. She had heard the same few stories over and over, each time slightly different, but the facts never quite lined up. One rainy afternoon, while cleaning the attic, Emily stumbled upon an old chest. Its brass hinges creaked as she lifted the lid, revealing mementos from a life before her memory began. Old photographs, letters, and keepsakes from a time when her mother was still alive. But something struck her as odd. In every picture of her mother, something seemed off. There were no pictures of the three of them together, only images of her mother alone or with friends, and a few of her holding a baby that didn't quite look like her. Emily brought the pictures down to her father, her heart pounding as she asked the question that had been gnawing at her for years. "Dad, what really happened to Mom? And why do all these pictures feel different?" Thomas's face softened, his usual calm demeanor faltering for the briefest of moments. He hesitated, sitting down at the kitchen table, his hands trembling ever so slightly as he leafed through the photos. "Emily," he began slowly, his voice filled with a quiet sadness, "I've always told you the truth about your mother's passing, but some truths are complicated, and I wasn't sure how to tell you until now." Her father's words sent a shiver down her spine. "What do you mean? What haven't you told me?" Thomas sighed deeply, a weight lifting off his shoulders as he prepared to answer the question that had been looming for so long. "Your mother and I, we weren't your biological parents." Emily blinked, her mind reeling. She had always felt the love between them. There was no question about that. But the revelation felt like a crack in the foundation of her life. "But I don't understand. Why didn't you ever tell me?" Thomas's eyes filled with a tenderness that Emily had known her whole life, and yet they carried a deep sorrow she had never seen before. "Because the truth doesn't change how much I love you, Emily. You're my daughter. Your mother and I adopted you when you were just a baby, and from the moment we held you in our arms, you were ours. We always planned to tell you, but after your mother passed, I didn't know how. I was scared it would hurt you, and I couldn't bear that." Emily sat there, the weight of the revelation pressing down on her. But then, a new question formed in her mind. "Who are my real parents? Why didn't they keep me?" Thomas looked down, the pain evident on his face. "That's part of the mystery, Emily. We were told very little when we adopted you. Your biological mother left you at a hospital. No name, no explanation. She disappeared. The authorities tried to find her, but it was like she vanished into thin air. Your mother and I loved you so much. We didn't care about the details. We just knew you were meant to be with us." Emily's heart raced as she processed this new information. Her biological mother, someone out there who had given her life, was a ghost, a question without an answer. But despite the mystery, there was something reassuring about the fact that Thomas had chosen her, that he had been there through everything, guiding her with love and patience. A week later, still wrestling with her emotions, Emily decided to pursue the question further. She visited the hospital, where she had been left all those years ago, hoping to find some clue about her past. But records were sparse. The only detail they had was a brief note written on a scrap of paper that had been left with her. Take care of her. That was it. No name, no address, no further leads. But as Emily sat there, in the sterile hospital office, holding that scrap of paper, she realized something. The love that had raised her, the bond she shared with her father, was more powerful than any question about her origins. While the mystery of her biological mother might never be solved, the love that had surrounded her from the moment Thomas and her adoptive mother chose her was undeniable, unbreakable. When Emily returned home, she hugged her father tightly, not needing any more answers, because the love they shared was the only answer that truly mattered. She didn't need to know who her biological mother was to understand that she had always been loved. And as for the question of where she came from, sometimes the mystery is not as important as the love that carries you through life. Sometimes the most important question is not about where we come from, but about who stands beside us through every chapter of our lives. For Emily, the answer had always been there, right in front of her, in the form of her father's unwavering love. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. No matter what happens, and no matter what, always remember that you matter, you mean something. Go be kind.